The Wildcats team tennis squad hosted high school juggernaut tennis program Texas High in Sulphur Springs Wednesday. The Tigers won 19-0. We learn more from Wildcats team tennis coach Tony Martinez.
They came in here. I come to find out, I guess after we played them, they were ranked number 4 in the state. So they're a highly ranked team. They're right up there with Highland Park, Alamo Heights, some of the top teams in the state of Texas. And I've played against those teams, but they're right there with them too. They're loaded with the girls team. All the girls from 1 through 8 to 9 are solid. And they'll all be probably playing college tennis. The boys are still the same too, solid up and down from 1 to 9. They're all tough. But after the match and after talking with the players and after each match, our players felt like they played their best tennis yesterday. Even though we lost, you know, that was a positive when they came home. And I even watched, and we lost some matches 6-2, 6-2, or 6-1, 6-2. But every point in those matches, in those games, we were competing. And that was the positive part of this thing. I mean, I know I say this from week to week on how we compete, but when the players come off and they tell you, "Coach, this is the best I've played," and I said, "That's great. Now we're heading in the right direction." So, like I said, you know, it was a tough and a hard loss, but I think it's getting us ready for this weekend when we go against Pine Tree and Marshall. So, you know, we'll be prepared, I think, this week. The practices have been better. The practices, they've come out with a little positive. I'll be honest, I had a little meltdown last Wednesday, and we had a good talk on Monday, and so I rejuvenated myself over the weekend, and we had a great talk, and then the players are, you know, kind of, hey, we're going to do what we can do, you know, to finish up this season strong, and so I think, you know, we're all in it together, you know, so like I said, the word team came out a lot, so I think we're going to go with that.
Well, it doesn't get much harder in this district than to open with Hallsville and Texas High. And so,
Longview,
those are, you know, kind of at the top.
Right.
So it's bound to ease up, you know, now and get into the realm where we might even pick up a win.
We hope so. I mean, like I said, we're playing each match, you know, like it's very important. Even though, you know, I think we do have Greenville there towards the end of the season, but we have these two matches coming up this weekend, and we're just preparing, you know, one match at a time. So, you know, I think the kids will be ready and to give a battle with Greenville here towards them. I'm not looking that far ahead. I'm still looking at Pine Tree Saturday morning at 9 o'clock.
Pine Tree first, and then you play Marshall later in the afternoon, I guess.
Yes. We have about an hour and a half break. And we, like I said, is playing two district matches on a Saturday. It's going to be a little tough. But we have played some matches the past few weeks just for this reason, playing two matches on the same day to get ready for this type of match. Playing, you know, we're going to be playing four matches. Each kid will probably end up playing four matches that day.
Is it because we have such a large district and try to compress the schedule and the time that you're
the traveling, on? Yeah, we're kind of spread out, so it kind of keeps us from missing school on Tuesday so we can combine on Saturdays. And we're not the only school. I know we had parents, you know, ask, are you the only school doing this? You know, other schools have had similar situations on Saturday where they had to compete twice.
KSST Sports.